Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Trudeau expected to trigger fall election this weekend. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is intending to visit Governor-General Mary Simon on Sunday and ask her to dissolve Parliament, triggering an election. The expectation is that the election would take place September 20. The plan was confirmed by a senior Liberal Party of Canada source, speaking on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss these matters publicly. There has been speculation about a coming election for months, but the exact timing has been up in the air given the unpredictable nature of the COVID-19 pandemic. Read more here. The cycle continues. Bylaw officers once again clear Memorial Park encampment. Bylaw and Parks employees with the City of Greater Sudbury spent several hours on August 12 once again removing people living in Memorial Park. More than 20 tents were set up before the 10 a.m. arrival of bylaw officers and city workers, and while they allowed the people residing in the tents to move of their own accord, to a degree, the message was clear. These people were to leave the park, and do so immediately. In what is an ongoing situation in all parts of the city, not just Memorial Park, the homelessness and opioid crisis appears to be bursting at the seams. Read coverage by Sudbury.com, S. Jenny Lamoth here. Labor Ministry says man found dead near Hanmer Tuesday killed while securing transport trailer load. The Ontario Ministry of Labor, Training and Skills Development has provided some details on the circumstances surrounding the death of Sean Cayute, whose body was found near Hanmer Tuesday. An email from a ministry spokesperson referred to Cayute's death as a workplace fatality. Cayute was employed by Sudbury contractor Villano Construction, the ministry said. It was reported a worker sustained fatal injuries while attempting to secure a heavy equipment load on the flatbed transport trailer, said the email from the ministry. Two Ministry of Labor, Training and Skills Development inspectors and one engineer attended the scene. The ministry's investigation is ongoing. Read our full story here. Tragic Timmins area crash being investigated as a homicide. Police Timmins police is investigating the submerged vehicle in Schumacher as a homicide. The family has also released a statement to help shed light on the tragedy. Three people were killed after a vehicle entered Little Pearl Lake west of the McIntyre Arena around 2:45 p.m. on August 6. The victims are 7-year-old Isabella Otteson, 11-year-old Simon Otteson and 42-year-old Julian Otteson. Today, Timmins police provided an update on the investigation. The surviving members of the Otteson family have also released a statement to help make some sense of this senseless act. According to the family statement, Julian Otteson took his life and the lives of his son, Simon, and daughter, Isabella. Read the full story. Group demands changes to dangerous stretch of Highway 144 near Onapping. To the residents who live near Onapping and Levick, they know it's only a matter of time before a driver is killed on a stretch or road on Highway 144 that has been a major concern for decades. Chantel Gorham, who grew up in the area and has seen firsthand the danger of this stretch of road, is leading the charge to have the Ministry of Transportation make changes that will make the road safer for motorists. For better reference, the corner of concern intersects with Marina Road. There is a rail crossing there, as well, and a steep hill that leads to the off-ramp with Onapping and Levick. It's a well-traveled road, and luckily no one has died, but that luck is bound to run out, said Gorham. Gorham was joined by about a dozen residents on Marina Road on Wednesday to protest the MTO's lack of willingness to do anything more than put up a new sign and paint the road. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's front page. Potential COVID-19 exposure at KUPP Center. August 6. Public Health Sudbury and Districts is advising the public of a potential exposure to COVID-19 for anyone who attended KUPP Center, 1965 LaSalle Boulevard, Sudbury, August 6 between 2 and 4 p.m. Affected individuals are asked to self-monitor for signs and symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from potential exposure. Learn more here. Virtual Care Survey by Medical Association is in line with Sudbury Hospital Practice. A survey for the Canadian Medical Association, CMA, shows that most Canadian physicians will continue to use virtual care after the pandemic. 64% of those who took part in the survey said they intend to maintain or increase the level of virtual care they have already been doing. The survey was conducted online in April and May with more than 2,000 physicians, general practitioners, GPs, family physicians, specialists and residents, said a news release from the CMA. The survey is in line with comments made in June by Health Sciences North CEO Dominic Giroux, who was speaking at the HSN annual general meeting. He said the number of virtual care visits to the hospital had almost tripled over the previous 12 months. Read our full story. Friday weather. Another lovely summer day is ahead. Friday will be sunny. Wind becoming southwest 20 km per hour in the afternoon. High 24. Humidex 25. UV index 8 or very high. Friday night will be clear with a low of 10 C. Perhaps a reminder that the waning days of summer are not that far ahead.